Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Jalen Hurts, the backup that they drafted, of course, last year out of Oklahoma, is getting first team snaps this week. Like, he's been getting reps with the first team, and that he is going to be in the game playing quarterback at times. And now this year so far, I think he's had 31 snaps. All of them have come with Carson Wentz on the field, you know, in the slot as a receiver, whatever. They're saying, though, to at least the reports, that tonight you could see Hurts in there by himself and Wentz on the sidelines when Hurts is in. So that is a huge storyline in this game to watch, Robin. You and I talked about it last week. We just felt like this was not the way to handle Carson Wentz. Like, look, he's struggling. I mean, the dude is – I mean, there's just – you can't defend what's going on right now with him in Philly. And it's kind of a mystery – because this is a guy that looked earlier in his career like he was going to be special. Not just a franchise quarterback, but special. He was certainly an MVP front runner in, 2017 when he got hurt. But right now, he leads the league in interceptions with 14, fumbles with 10. He's 32nd in a 32-team league in completion percentage, 58%, which in today's NFL is horrendous. 31st in yards per attempt, 6.2. And then he's got the worst off-target percentage in the league at 23%. So he's playing poorly, but he's got this, you know, what, $130 million contract, or what, 4 years, 128. And I just feel like the way to handle him this year was to let him play it out. And then if he continues to stink it up, and you feel like, okay, he's not our guy, then you can move on. But Doug Peterson, the head coach, even said himself, Rob, a couple weeks ago, if you go away from Wentz, you're saying the season's over. And this is a step in that direction in my book.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it, to be honest. I think if he's healthy, you just let him play it out. They've had so many injuries. So many things have happened. Just play it out. Let's see what happens. And then after the year, you could decide which way you want to go. Because if you put Jalen Hurts in and he doesn't perform well, now what? You know what I like? There's no automatic guarantee that the kid's going to play well, the offensive line. I know most of the players are finally coming back. But there's just no way of knowing for sure, you know, like what would happen. We saw the Bears had to eat crow, and I'm not saying this is even similar, but, you know,
you they saw were Trubisky so, come back in.
but I'm bad. Saying, right, like they were so hell-bent on getting Mitch Trubisky out there. And remember, they took him out when they were winning, like they had a winning record.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And you know, Nick Foles had that great comeback against Atlanta, but everybody had a great comeback against Atlanta. Do you know what I mean, Chris?
Rob G's Raiders.
Right. Everybody else.
Yeah, Why are you bringing up old stuff?
40 you know old? It was less than 24 hours ago.
We got Rob a 24-hour rule on the Odd Couple. We don't talk about anything that's longer than 24 hours ago.
43-6, son.
Rob G, I know you broke out in a rash after that game last night. I mean, because that.
I stopped watching in the third quarter.
Did you watch that? You really did? You stick around that long?
How does that happen?
And we're talking about the Eagles right now, guys. You're over here sidetracking the conversation, trying to make me feel bad, and it's not going to work.
Well, Rob, I think this. I think tonight's game is huge for Carson Wentz. Huge. Because and they don't have to win. I mean, Seattle's a better team, so Seattle should win. But I do think Wentz needs to play well. Even if they lose, he has to play well. Because, heck, the way things have progressed from Doug Peterson on a Monday saying Carson's our quarterback or Sunday, Monday, whatever it was, to a Wednesday saying, for now he is, or something to that effect. Like, the way, the speed with which they are dismissing him, if he can't play well against the worst defense in the NFL, and that's what Seattle has, giving up like 435 yards a game, their pass defense, they got no pass rush. Their pass defense is pretty poor too. So he should be, if he can't go out and play well, this could be the beginning of the end for him in Philadelphia. Like, I really, it's just bad.
I don't think it's hooked on this game. I really don't. I'm not there because, you know, it's easy to say that without seeing. You haven't seen Jalen Hurts play yet. So what if he goes out there and he, I'm just saying, and doesn't play well? There's a chance that they could say, okay, you know what? We thought this might give us a spark. He's not ready yet. You know what I mean? And so I don't know. Or
yeah, I'm not saying he'll get benched if he doesn't play well tonight, but if he doesn't play well tonight, it could be, and I say could be because there's still some season to be played. So maybe he could get him.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I understand. Sure, does he need to play well? Yes, he needs to play well. But I don't think this is the game that's going to determine whether or not he's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles starting quarterback for the next 5 years or not. I don't think
there is any one game where that's the case. But I think considering what's happened now, like I feel like this.
I wasn't sure Mitch Trubisky was ever going to play again in Chicago, to be honest.
Well, maybe he won't after what happened yesterday.
No, but you know what I mean. But he got back in, right?
Foles got hurt too. You know, I mean, they had to throw somebody in there. But the thing is that there's, for lack of a better phrase, this isn't the perfect phrase, but it's like there's bad blood between Wentz and Philadelphia now. The city, the fans, the organization. It is just, it's just bad. Like, from the players building, you know, the tribute shrine to Nick Foles, to the fans loving Foles because he delivered them a Super Bowl. You know, it just seems like Wentz is just a dark cloud over him in Philadelphia. And that's kind of what I mean. Like, if this is just a continuation tonight against a horrible defensive team and it continues to be bad, and now they're thinking about going to Jalen Hurts, who, to your point, there's certainly question marks about him. He's not Trevor Lawrence coming out of college.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not be either one of them, though. You know, right. I'm just saying, like, it's so bad right now. And they're going to have to finish the season with probably Wentz, I would think. But I think Wentz could go. Like, if I'm another team, Rob, if I'm, say, Chicago. And now maybe it might not work in Chicago since they have Foles and the ownership might look funny at Matt Nagy or something. But if I'm a team that needs a quarterback, I'm really not near the top of the draft where I can get one, I would seriously look at taking a flyer on Wentz in a trade. Because I just think, you know, he's obviously got talent. I think he lacks the intangibles. But I think that's so bad. Like, the situation is so bad in Philly with him that I don't know if he can work his way out of it in that funk. And so I would give him another shot elsewhere and see if you can resurrect that ability. But it's just bad there in Philly. And then this, to me, Rob, just adds to it. What is Wentz thinking now? His confidence already was shaken. Now you're going to put in, I mean, you know, you always say it. What? If you got two quarterbacks, you got none.
I don't believe, right, I just don't believe in it. When guys have two girlfriends and all that, obviously both of them are lacking something. That's why you need two. And the same thing with quarterback. I've never seen it work. I've seen coaches try to do that, you know, go to this guy. This is the situation where I could use that guy. I don't think it works. You watch that basketball, you got 2 point guards, Chris. There's only one ball, right? You don't need 2 point guards.
Right.
You don't need two quarterbacks. There's one ball.
No, it you know, it works in New Orleans to a degree because, you know, when Drew Brees is healthy, because Brees is older. If Brees is young, I don't think he wants
he was
Taysom
not playing,
Hill coming
right.
in there and throwing,
that's
you
what
know,
I'm
throwing
saying.
The football,
exactly.
Running the football, whatever. So, yeah, I would not have gone this route but they're doing it. I am interested to see if Hurts gets out there, what he looks like. He's looked okay. I mean, it's hard to tell in the little bit plays he's had, but he's looked okay. There's questions about him, but it's a different NFL. You know, he certainly is a guy that can run the football. He threw it better at Oklahoma, but that's college. So there's no guarantee he's going to be a special player in the NFL. But you mock me for this, but I stand firm by it. Intangibles are huge for quarterbacks. Tom Brady's not the most physically talented quarterback, but he's got the intangibles. Joe Montana wasn't the most physically gifted quarterback, but he had the intangibles. Terry Bradshaw, heck, wasn't, you know, the most gifted quarterback, but he had the intangibles. And I think Jalen Hurts does have intangibles. I don't know. We'll see what he's got physically. But I think that's where Wentz is lacking, and that's where I just think he may need a clean slate elsewhere if it ends badly this season for Philadelphia. But let's see what happens tonight. Again, a situation that's kind of tailor-made for him. No pass rush. He's had plenty of time and a bad defense. So it's a big game tonight. I'm looking forward to it. And let's see what Carson Wentz does. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It's tonight's matchup with the Seahawks, a prove-it game for Carson Wentz. And if he can't get it done, would you expect the Eagles to try and move on from him at the end of this season, trade him with that big contract and all? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You are tuned into The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, last week, and I was telling Rob G about this actually, my daughter's car, the battery went dead.
This is the new car you bought?
No. The other daughter. No, this was an old one. I would have been highly upset.
I would have been hot. You just bought that car? Like new car with a dead battery?
Yeah, I would have been. Oh, right. It would have been some problems up in here. But no, this is an old one with 200,000 miles on it.
Okay.
But what do? We headed to AutoZone. We knew. I told my daughter. She called me. I said, look, AutoZone's America's number one battery destination. They got this free battery service thing. They do free battery testing, free battery charging. So when you got battery trouble, go to AutoZone. That's what we did. And they're the number one solution in America for batteries.
When you went in there, did you play the Chris Broussard card? You know, like, you know who I am?
I said, hey, I'm promoting. I'm part of the AutoZone family.
All right?
Give me a discount. Didn't work.
Don't you know who I am?
I'm sure you said
I will shut
twice.
All this down and go to O'Reilly quickly if you do not get this fixed.
You wouldn't do that because AutoZone is the only place to
go. That's right. I would never go anywhere else other than AutoZone.
But I know you've played that Chris Broussard card before. You know who I am? Do you know who I am?
No, you know what? You know what? I haven't, but you know who loves to play it? My wife.
Really?
She loves playing it. And we go to a hotel. Tell them who you are. Tell them who you are. You know, like to get an upgrade or something. I'm like, you tired.
Chris, what you mean? I heard you ordering pizza in a break. You're like, yo, this is Chris Broussard.
Wow.
I need an extra large pie.
You came in late on that one. You came in late on that one. Do you play the Rob Parker card?
No.
You play it over at El Polo Loco.
No, not at all. I'm not that guy.
Please.
20 cents for a cup.
You are very much that guy.
No, my friends do it.
I know you'd be playing
and drive
them in your houses of ill repute.
Nah, I don't do that.
The one that you sent me the picture of?
I've been recognized in them, but I'm not, like, putting my name out there. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
Big game for Carson Wentz tonight. Do the Eagles potentially move on next season? Your turn to weigh in. Let's do it.
All right, Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up?
You know, Chris, you think Rob and I agree on everything when it comes to sports, and it's simply not true, and Rob would agree. I've never agreed with Rob or with the guys who like Carson Wentz. I never did coming out of college. I said, North Dakota, what? Where does he play? Right. I never liked him. I thought he did a great job his rookie year. I kind of had to scale it back and say, hey, maybe I got this guy wrong. I think now we're seeing kind of how teams are adjusting to him through injuries and everything going on. I think he lost the locker room. When you lose the locker room and you get paid big time, guys don't look at you the same way, and they're never going to. They look at you with dollar signs, and they're thinking, why is he getting all this shine? Why is he getting all this adulation? And so I think he lost the locker room. I think Doug's lost the locker room. I think Carson must be replaced. I can't go that far yet with Doug, but he could be the next chopping block as well. And lastly, I got an easy fix for him. Real quick, guys, easy fix. How about you switch Dak with Carson in about a year or two? Why not?
I don't think Jerry would do that, but, you know, I mean, Carson's more talented physically, I think. Dak's better with the intangibles. If I'm Dak, I'd rather stay in Dallas, but, you know, it's not the worst idea in the world. I don't think it'll happen. But I think Max hit it on the head, and I've said that. I think he lost the locker room. And Rob, that's why I thought he was able to do so well last year at the end of the season, because the name players were gone. They were hurt, right? And he did it with these young guys who were just trying to impress the staff and stay on the, you know, on the roster and make the team and all that. And they played well. And they were playing well for Carson. I thought that might spill over to this year, but it certainly hasn't. And that's what I kind of mean by intangibles. Intangibles get you the locker room, and if you don't have them, they'll lose it for you.
Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
That was Alex. Mark don't even know what to say. Mark is just all out of sorts now because, like, that you threw him off. Now he don't even know how to intro onto the show. Mark, what's up? He's just tongue-tied.
I think we lost him. But Mark, just as we go forward.
But he generally has no idea how to come on now.
After the intro, you don't have to ask us how we're doing. Just go straight into your question because Alex, play it again. Once Alex has this.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Just go right into it. But hey, Rob, Chris, I disagree with you, or hey, Rob, I'm with you, or whatever it is.
Yeah, right. But right, it's a crutch. You know, you at the foul line, you got your routine.
No, I get it, but I'm saying how
you got – it's a crutch. He don't know what to say.
But it's like talk radio crutch, too. Everybody always asks, how you doing? And we could say, we're good. You don't have to ask us that every single time, right? The guy before you asked it, the guy before. But it's just something – people. It's hard for people just to get into a conversation – without that little icebreaker. All right,
we gave
let's go to
homework.
William in Mobile, Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, William?
Hi, Uncle.
What up?
I want to weigh in on the little question y'all had. The Eagles are my team, and I feel like y'all going a little bit too far saying that Carson Wentz, we should move on from Carson Wentz after this year.
I didn't say that, Chris.
I'm saying that could happen.
Rob's not saying that's a bad idea.
Tell me why.
Because all of our line has been hurt. The majority of we've been having different line combinations, and we haven't even seen what Jalen Hurts offers yet. We haven't seen him throw the ball much. He's been running the ball when he's been in the game, but I haven't seen him personally throw a pass.
It Hurts might not be the guy. You're right. We have no idea what Hurts is like. But I agree. Obviously, there have been injuries in Philly. But, heck, Justin Herbert's doing it with the Chargers. Joe Burrow's doing it with the Bengals. I mean, if you that guy, you can make do a little bit. I mean, this is horrific.
Joe Burrow ain't winning anything either. I mean, let's not make it like he's.
Yeah, but he's playing better than Wentz.
Yeah, but they're not winning anything.
Wentz
I'm just
looks
saying.
Horrible.
There's no wins coming out of it. Let's go to. Are we done?
We got our man Rod Woodson coming up in a moment, the Hall of Famer. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, my man, Mr. Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, Super Bowl.
Come on, he loves this song, man.
What's
I used to
brother?
Remember this. Come on, what's
it's
up, Rod?
What's up,
song?
My brother from another mother?
It's great to have you on,
all
my
good?
Man. All right, let's get right to it. Now, look, everybody's jumping on Tom Brady. Others are jumping on Bruce Arians. I think they both certainly deserve some blame. But, Rod, your expertise, that defensive backfield, it appears to be really the defense in general, but their pass defense. They're one of the top teams or worst teams as far as touchdown passes allowed. They look like they're getting worse by the week. Tell me what's happening there. Am I off? Is that correct? And what's going on there?
Yeah, you know, Todd Bowles, he really believes in his players. And, you know, when you play against Tyreek Hill, man, that dude can run now. You know, it's like, you know, you don't think about a lot of different players that can put fear into DB's hearts. But when a guy is that fast, he's really become a better receiver than he was 4 years ago.
Right. He used to be he's
a better receiver than he was 4 years ago because he's catching the ball with his hands. He's a better route runner, even though he's not a great route runner, but he's a better route runner than he was 4 years ago. But to see that matchup on a consistent, and every time that Patrick Mahomes saw the one-on-one, he went right to Tyreek Hill. Right. And as a defensive coordinator, as much as I love Todd Bowles, I'm not going to keep putting my guys in that situation. I'm going to roll coverage to 10. I don't care where 10 is at. If he can be in the slot, if he's on the right side, we're rolling our coverage to the right side. If he's going to the left side, it's going to follow him wherever he goes. You got to try to slow that beast down. Because when he gets going, it's hard to stay on top of that guy.
Because one-on-one, there's no way, right? One-on-one? I mean, I think he thought the guy could get physical with him and throw him off of his route. But obviously, if you can't stay with him as far as his foot speed.
When we played him, you know, I told my guys, you got to get up in his face because he can run a 4-2 if you let him run 4-2. But if you don't let him, you know, he can't. But it's hard to do because every cornerback is not an elite cornerback. So, and Tyreek Hill has an elite speed. So if you miss that one little punch to the right hand shoulder, it's lights out.
Hey, Rod, do you think Tom Brady didn't do his due diligence or not really look into Bruce Arians and you know what he does, which is A, throws the ball downfield, all the quarterbacks he's ever had, and B, that he calls people out if you don't perform. I mean, it seems like it's sticker shock to everybody, but Bruce Arians hasn't changed at all. You think Tom Brady was a little surprised at what's happened down in Tampa with Coach?
Well, I think Tom knows who he is. You know, I'm a little surprised, though, personally, that they don't do more things for Tom. Now, listen, you know, Tony Romo gave Tom too much.
Dude, that was ridiculous, embarrassing. And Rod, this is one time when it was just a former athlete who's a friend of a guy he's calling a game just went overboard. It was disgusting.
And played the position. And played the same position. Right. So, you know, I think he just gave him way too much love, which, you know, listen, Tom Brady, right now, Tom Brady is a good quarterback. He's not a great quarterback right now.
Right.
Now, he had some great throws, but we're going to compare Tom Brady to his 6 Super Bowls. That's just the way it goes. When you're a great player and you kind of come to the end of your career, you become a good player. He's a good player, saying that he's not bad. He's a good player. He's just not the same Tom Brady that won a 6 Super Bowls when he was in New England. Now, with that being said, I still think they can do a lot of damage throughout the NFC because I still like their defense, even though I think Todd has to make some changes at times. And I really think their offense for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers starts with their running game. They need the running game because Tom loves the play-action pass and throw that mid-range pass down the field, 15 to 20 yards down the field. He can do that. He's done that his whole career. But the deep balls, Tom has not thrown on a consistent basis throughout his 20-some-odd years in the National Football League, outside of having Randy Moss that 1 year.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Derrick Henry, Rod. Another great game. I think he had 178 yards. He's kind of a unicorn in today's NFL. And I know he's unique. Like, I mean, he's reminding me of Earl Campbell right now, the way he's running. But right. And there aren't many or any other guys like him necessarily. But do you think more teams should kind of take this blueprint of let's get our bell cow? If we got a guy,
you ain't going to find nobody else like him.
Right.
Listen, I called the Army All-American game when he was a senior. He walked in the room. I was like, this kid ain't no high schooler. Ain't no way. No way this kid is 18 years old. He looked like he was about 35.
You know what? It's funny you say that. When I first met LeBron James when he was in high school, I said, this is a grown man. I felt the same way.
Right. I mean, you know, and you look at Derrick Henry, and you're not going to find him. You're never going to find another player like him. I mean, it's going to be another 40 years, 50 years till you find somebody that skilled at his size who plays small. Now, the problem I have is all the defenses who play against him, why they don't stack the box and say, well, you know, Tannehill, if you beat me, you beat me. But there's no way I'm going to let Derrick Henry, who I know is your bread and butter. That's the way your team works. And that's the way you put your will against other teams' will, because he can just run through people. I'm not letting him beat me. If Tannehill beats me and he can throw 35 passes and complete 28 of them for 200-some-odd yards and 3 touchdowns, then so be it. But Derrick Henry ain't going to have 27 carries like he had the other day over and had almost like, what, 185, 167, something like that yards?
Yep.
Not happening.
Yep.
So what do you do, though? I mean, okay, Rod, I hear what you're saying, but sometimes, you know, you could make the plan and he still might get – I mean, so what did they not do?
Everybody got a plan until they get hit.
Right. Ask Nate Robinson. You know what I mean? Everybody got a plan going in until you get punched in the mouth, and then it changes everything.
I know, but my number one thing would be Derrick Henry can't beat us.
No, I get
that.
You just stack the box no matter how good he is, right?
Obviously, he's going to stiff arm quite a few people, right?
Right.
He's going to have his signature runs in a game, but we can give him 27 carries. We can give him 27 carries, but we can't let him have 185 yards and 3 touchdowns. We just can't let that happen.
Right.
If he had 27 carries for 87 yards, I'm good with that. But, you know, now that's easier said than done because he's a difference maker. You know, passing the football in the National Football League in today's game is easier to do, but running the football has not changed. You know, you still got 11 people on the field and you still can try to stop the run. You still can't put, you know, multiple guys in the box. It's too slow down the run, but he has shown that you can put all the guys in the box you want to, man. I'm going to give a stiff arm. And he has great feet to be his size. He has a nice burst and he can outrun most DBs and linebackers in the National Football League, which is a scary combination. So I said, it's going to be rare to see somebody like Derrick Henry come back through. And it's hard to find somebody like that. You know, if other teams are trying to find that same blueprint, you're not going to find another Derrick Henry.
Rod, did you see, you probably saw what happened to Nate Robinson, as we brought up. And you were a tough player. I mean, you weren't just a skilled defensive back. You were and fast, but you could hit and all that. Did you ever think about stepping into the ring? I mean, because I just think dudes, they got to understand boxing or MMA. That's a different beast. And I don't care how tough you are. You need to be careful.
Hey, Nate never got in a fight. I can tell you that now. Nate ain't never been in no street fight.
You think so?
He ain't never been in a street fight. You don't rush people like that.
You can't rush people. You'll get knocked out. Hey, Rod, 100%. You'll get knocked out.
He ran into every punch that knocked him down.
Hey, man, listen. Nate, you know, they was talking all that noise to each other, but Nate ain't never been in no fight, man. I can just say, if he has, I was hoping that he would have been better when he was younger.
Because well, you remember.
Those two hits he took, man, I was like, oh my God, come on, Nate. Oh. That's embarrassing to all athletes in the world.
Yeah, but you know what the bad part is?
Feeling that.
Rod, when you put that on tape, man, you'll never live that down, dude.
I just hope this doesn't overweigh his career.
No, it's already done that, Chris. People will remember this.
You say Nate Robinson to me in 5 years. All I'm going to remember is not the slam dunk champ. I'm going to remember him laying face first
down.
Right. Well, you remember Johnny Morton.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he got into MMA and he paid the price too.
Johnny Morton was MMA's hell of a receiver for the Lions. I covered him, but he got knocked out.
Hey, when you start doing MMA and boxing and UFC, bro, that's a different beast, man. Like you said, you think you tough until you get hit in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then you're going to figure out if you want to keep doing this or not.
Yeah, Nate looked before he went, got knocked out cold. He looked like he knew, I'm in trouble. You know, every time he had to get up from the canvas. But, all right, that's our man, Rod Woodson. Great stuff, man.
Thanks, Rod. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right, my brothers.
All right. It's the hottest radio game show in the country. Sources say is next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Dum 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 da dum. 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 It's The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. We got a question for you. Do you own or do you rent your home? Sure you do, because everybody does one or the other. And fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and your car insurance. It's a great thing to do. And, you know, the thing is, having a home is hard work. You got to cut the grass. You got to do upkeep. You know, might have to replace your roof here or there. You might have to, you know, do work on the driveway. There's always something to do in a house, particularly if it's an older one. And that's why you need GEICO, and that's why you need the bundle. So go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. GEICO.com, they make it easy. It is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
Yes, sir. It is Sources Say, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Before we get into it, quick shout out to Pitbull, who went from being Mr. 305 to Mr. Worldwide. Not people can do that. He went from an area code to a whole planet Earth, which is
Vax.
Big.
What?
So,
the singer?
Yes.
So what do you
his
mean?
His nickname was Mr. 305, repping Dade County. Okay. And then one day he became Mr. Worldwide.
When did he become worldwide?
I don't know. He
made himself worldwide. But
it's when he went worldwide.
It's not the same if you make yourself worldwide.
I'm just saying, you pay your respects. He went from local to global album.
Like, that's new. That was years ago,
dude. Just saying.
You know what? Shout out to Snoop. Snoop used to be local in Long Beach. And now he's worldwide. Ice Cube.
But his nickname is not worldwide.
Now he's worldwide. Come on.
Whatever.
Man.
All right, it is time for Sources Say. Chris and Rob, we're going to put
Dr. Dre. What? Dr. Dre from Compton?
We about to put their journalism skills to the test. These guys are both fake reporters. Don't let them tell you anything.
Are you kidding me?
They haven't reported on anything since the 90s.
We paid our dues, baby. Don't
hate. Since the 90s. All right, let's go. My Sources Say, story number one. Rob Parker, you're up first. Tony Romo. You talking about Tony. He revealed an interview with Jim Gray tonight on Westwood One Radio that his friends in high school used to call him Tony Meatballs because they thought he was Italian. Rob, my source is good.
I think that's true. Romo, most Italians' last names end with a vowel, A-E-I-O-U. I think people would think he was Italian. So I think that, and people are mean when they're kids in school. So I think that that is true.
Yeah, I agree. I could easily see people. Romo, you'd probably think he was Italian. He could looks like he could be Italian.
Isn't it A-E-I-O-U?
And I don't even think they probably weren't even teasing him. It's just, you know how nicknames, everybody had nicknames.
No, but that's racist. I mean, it is to call somebody meatballs. Yes.
As kids? Oh, man, y'all didn't have stuff like that in high school?
No, it doesn't mean that it was right, Chris.
Like
it doesn't mean it was right.
People too sensitive. My God.
You sit on a throne.
He probably didn't think it was a big deal. Really?
Yes.
So that was
you guys had a whole backstory and you guys arguing about it and it was fake.
That was racist of you.
That was racist that you came up with meatballs. I can't believe you, Rob G. You should be sensitive to this. I can't believe it.
Lillian.
Story number two. An OSU equipment manager, Oklahoma State, was allegedly assaulted by a group of Oklahoma fans during a second quarter game of, again, their football game last week, trying to retrieve the ball following a field goal, and he now has a broken rib. So Oklahoma fans broke the rib of a OSU equipment manager after trying to get a field goal. Chris, my source is good.
I'm going to say that is, knowing your pattern, you're predictable. False.
True. That's it. On a Magic City Monday.
That one was so quick, it doesn't even count.
Pour some barbecue sauce on my back.
That was not a full game.
You spent like 2 minutes on a fake story, CB.
Stop the music.
No,
it doesn't count.
Leave it. Leave it.
You get it, Rob.
It's like playing 6 minutes of a football game. That doesn't count.
Sometimes all you got, this is all you got.
Two innings of a baseball game.
I've had some of the best 5 minutes of my life.